Porthos, Aramis, he told them. I hear you and Athos have been quarrelling again with the cardinal's men. Next to the king, the cardinal was the most powerful man in France. Some said he was the most powerful. For the king was a weak man, and the cardinal was cunning and clever. He could make the king do anything he wanted. But Monsieur de Tréville, boomed one musketeer in a loud, ringing voice, the cardinal's men insulted the queen, so we were forced to defend her honour. The cardinal was the queen's deadly enemy. His spies watched her constantly. He was always plotting to turn the king against her. Said Monsieur de Tréville dryly. Are you sure that wasn't just an excuse for a fight? Porthos swirled his crimson cloak around. He was a giant of a man, as burly and strong as a bear. But, sir, he bellowed, they were making rude jokes about the Queen and Lord Buckingham. Everyone in Paris knew that the English lord was madly in love with the Queen. But did the Queen return his love? The cardinal was desperate to prove she did, for that would certainly lead to the Queen's downfall, or even her execution. Besides, said Aramis, it was only a little fight, just a scuffle. Porthos was swaggering and loud, and dressed like a peacock, but his friend Aramis was the exact opposite. He was modest and quietly spoken. His clothes weren't showy at all, but neat and sombre. Scuffle, said Monsieur de Tréville, I hear you two and Athos wounded 13 of the cardinal's men. Rubbish, bragged Porthos, rattling his great sword. We felled at least 20 of them. Anyway, they started it, said Monsieur de Tréville. You have the courage of lions. But sometimes you musketeers behave like children. Where's Athos? He's the most sensible of the three of you. Aramis started to say, he was wounded, sir, in the shoulder, when the door opened and a tall, handsome musketeer came in. You sent for me, sir? He asked in a calm voice. He swayed slightly. His face was very pale. It was clear his wound was hurting him.